the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Tuesday's podcast. In today's show, we learn that Sarah is the only adult in Australia that hasn't done something.
And I'm perfectly okay with it.
You shouldn't be.
Here's the show.
Those Two Girls.
Good morning.
Hello.
Sarah, I have news that will make you feel inferior. And that's the kind of news I like.
I can't wait. What a way to start the show. Thank you for this gift, oh supposed best friend.
Okay, get this. There's an 11-year-old British Iranian girl who just got the highest IQ score ever recorded. 11 years old. She has scored a whopping 162 points on the IQ test. That is 22 points above the 140 genius status. So if you get an IQ score of 140, you're classified a genius and you're welcomed into Mensa, which is it's sort of like a group for really smart people that you don't belong to.
Neither do you.
I don't belong in Mensa. I know that. I'm just pointing it out about you. Anyway, they're also saying that Albert Einstein's projected IQ, obviously he never sat the test because back in those days it didn't exist, but someone has projected Einstein's IQ at 160. This little girl got 162.
Okay, and how old is she?
11
and what's her name?
Years old. Her name, and remember this name because this girl could be doing some amazing stuff. Her name is Tara Sharifi.
Okay, look, I'm not buying it. This is what I think's happened.
Sarah, that's horrible.
This is what I think's happened. Because what I told my girl
you
when she was doing NAPLAN, I said, if you don't know the answer, you just fill in a bubble.
That's not what this
kid's done. I think that possibly
this is not NAPLAN.
She's fluked it.
This is
and she's just filled in some bubbles and got it right. Bit of multiple choice. Is it A, B, C, or D? Oh, I'm going to go D.
No, she said it
and
was
got it right.
She said it was a joint decision between her and her parents. Her dad kind of had an idea that his daughter's intellectual ability was above the norm when at a very young age on TV quiz shows, she was doing math problems faster than the contestants from a very young age. And
I mean,
she
that's nice, isn't it? When I was in grade 8, I did really well in a maths test, really well. And my teacher called my mother suspecting I'd cheated.
I mean,
so
that's
how
kind
nice
of
to have that kind of parental support that little miss there has.
See, even then, people knew that Sarah was getting
I was
in trouble.
Like Billie Eilish. Duh.
Yeah, you were. Still are.
Good reference. Please don't talk about the songs. That's my job. Those Two Girls.
Hey, Mum and Dad, Sarah, are back from their trip to China.
Oh, God, that was quick.
Well, it was a 10-day trip.
Was it?
10, okay. So 12-day turnaround. Mm. And I haven't seen them yet, but we Skyped, as in, like, I just watched their nostrils on Skype, as you do with your parents. And I said,
why can't they get it?
Oh, they just can't, and I'm okay with that now.
I mean, I love every inch of my mum, and her nostril does hold a special place in my heart.
I know my mother's nostril intimately. Like, anyway, moving on. So I said, how was China? And she said it was marvelous. So my sister had booked them this 10-day trip, and four nights were on a cruise ship through, what's the river in China, Scotty?
The Shenzhen or something like
the
that.
The Shenzhen, something like, can you please find it? Anyway, I should know. And so four of those nights were on a cruise along the Zhengzhou. And now it wasn't a large cruise ship. It wasn't like a P&O style because it's a river cruise.
Yes.
So the boat was, modest.
Yes.
To say the least.
A ferry.
A glorified ferry. So I said, how was the cruise? And she said, look, the scenery was just magnificent. Mm. It's a magnificent part of the world. But she said the boat itself left a little to be desired. And I said, well, what, how do you mean? And she said, well, look, I think your father and I worked out that the cruise operator's MO was really for people to get off the boat at every port and obviously explore and spend their money and do all of that. But she said, you know, we had sort of done that on the other 6 days of the trip, and we were sort of keen to stay on the boat and relax and take advantage of all of the activities on offer. And I said, yeah, how did that go for you? And she said, well, not great. So, for example, there was a sign saying, or, you know, they slip those memos under your door every morning, like, please enjoy your day lounging by the pool. You know, right. they try and talk it up. So Mum was like, okay, I'll take my book and I'll go and sit by the pool and take it all in. Mum walks herself to the pool. Pool is empty.
Oh.
No pool. Just the concrete. Just the pit.
Okay.
No water in the pool.
Yeah.
So Mum's like, that's odd, disappointing. But so back she trotted to her cabin and read her book there.
Sat in the bath.
Then she, and I said, well, surely there was other stuff going on. And she said, well, there was another memo under the door the next day saying, please enjoy a massage. You know, aboard the cruise. So Mum was like, oh, that could be nice. She followed the map. It said this is where the massage area is. She got there. It was one of those electric chair massage things, coin operated.
That I sat in Sydney Airport.
Yes, and embarrassed the both of us. That was the massage on board the cruise.
You're kidding. I mean, this is doing nothing to enhance my view of cruises, which I suspect are my personal idea of holiday hell. And unless I want a healthy bout of gastro that lasts for weeks, don't want to go.
She said that the food was incredible, very authentic Chinese food. The views were fantastic. Fantastic, but the massages were terrible and the swimming pools
were
non-existent.
Did she sit in the chair anyway?
No, of course she didn't. She has standards, unlike you.
Oh, I would have sat in the chair. I mean, when you're not surrounded by many, many people waiting to board a flight, it would be more relaxing.
Imagine that. Why wasn't the pool filled?
Can I ask, are they planning another cruise anytime soon?
Well, see, they're half glass full people, so they didn't let it bother them.
Okay.
You know, they Mum said, we're not here for the pool, we're here for the Zhangzhuai. Is that what, did you figure out what it was called?
The Yangzi.
But how do you pronounce it? Yangzi.
Maybe Yangzi.
It's Yangzi River.
Yeah.
Anyway, good geography.
I think
class.
It might be more Yangzi.
You're welcome.
It's not the Yellow River, is it? Because that's easier to pronounce.
Let's pretend it was for the sake of this show.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Now, Lise and I share a lot of things, and that includes germs. So yesterday, we both rocked up to work feeling under the weather. We both had come down with sore throats and we're just feeling a bit groggy. So we were popping the zinc supplements all day. We've got our... That's the sound.
That's a maraca. Just for morale.
Our pills on our studio desk. And we were messaging each other during the day.
Her name was Lola. That's what we sing when we sing. She was a showgirl.
With yellow feathers in her hair. And some...
This has gone downhill. Sorry.
I don't even know where it was. No, please. I was really enjoying it. And yesterday we were messaging each other about how we were going to get over our ailments because you'd said you'd gone particularly downhill. And I said, you know what I'm going to have tonight? I'm going to have a hot toddy.
Yes. And it reminded me, how good is a hot toddy?
Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's like an Irish drink, I think. And it's essentially known over there as a hot whiskey. But basically, it's a warm alcoholic equivalent of Lem Sip, where you put a nip of whiskey or rum in some warm water with honey and lemon. And you can add other things like cloves and cinnamon and all that kind of thing. So off I trotted to the Bottle-O. I got my tiny little bottle of whiskey. You had some Bundy Rumleys and we had our hot toddies.
That's right.
But it got us thinking, didn't it?
Well, it really did because...
Why is it called a hot toddy?
Well, a hot toddy, it got me thinking, like, are all the Todds of the world just fist bumping right now, going, yes, there's a name, there's a drink named
their
after
time
us.
To shine.
And then someone messaged me and said that she had never met a Todd that wasn't hot.
Wow.
Like, do you, I know a couple of Todds, Sarah. Mm. And they're quite handsome.
There was one on Neighbours years ago. That's the only one I can recall. Sorry, I was thinking of Toady. So wrong.
My question is 13, 10, 60. Are you a hot toddy or do you know a hot toddy?
I don't know anyone called Todd in this day and age.
Work along with me. Scott, do you know a Todd?
Yeah.
Is he hot?
I've never looked and thought.
Okay, well, just imagine.
There's our tech here with the last name, Todd, that everyone calls Toddy.
That's not his name. His name is Will.
Okay.
So we want someone, but their first name has to be Todd.
You know a hot Willy. You said, do you know a hot Toddy? I get that. 13, 10, 60. Do you know a guy named Todd who's good looking?
That's right.
AKA a hot toddy.
It's the perfect season for a hot toddy across the board.
Well, it is. Also, can I say, hot toddy cured me. I've come into work feeling tickety-boo. You are still subpar.
And the question is, I had two hot toddies, so why aren't I feeling great?
13, 10, 60.
Toddy.
We're asking for hot toddies to call us on 13, 10, 60. We have one call, Scotty, but maybe that suggests that Australia...
Also,
doesn't have
the one call is Ricky.
All right, can we go to Ricky?
Yeah. Hey, Ricky.
Ricky, talk us through. Do you know a hot toddy?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, but he's not shy about it. He knows it. And get this, his last name is actually Frisky.
I mean, a hot toddy's made on whiskey. So it's like Toddy Frisky on the whiskey.
Toddy Frisky. What a name.
Yeah, and now, his tagline is Frisky by name, Frisky by nature.
Of course it is.
He really knows it, doesn't he?
Does he also hashtag Yeah the Boys?
he's got a Yeah the Boys tattoo on his back.
No, he doesn't.
Stop it, Ricky. You're lying. You're lying to us.
No, it's all true.
Ricky is one of us, Sarah. Put a star next to his name.
Ricky,
we like
can
Ricky.
Call anytime. Jacob on 13, 10, 60. Do you know a hot toddy?
I do know a hot toddy.
Tell us more.
He's from Port Macquarie. Mm-hmm. He's single as well. He's quite fit. He's a paramedic, actually. He
saves lives and, too.
Yeah. What else do you want to know? I can give you his number.
No, but okay, Jacob, were you aware of the medicinal drink called a hot toddy?
I was unaware, but I think I'm going to have to try it myself.
You need to try it, Google it, and then also tell your hot toddy mate about it, because there's great synchronicity.
Everyone wants to partake in a hot toddy.
A hot toddy.
We're going to have to bring it back.
And we are. That's what we're doing.
Hang on. Okay, rounding us out here, there is a caller by the name of Toddy.
Toddy.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Good morning. Are you hot?
I suppose, why not?
Yes! We have found Australia's hot toddy. In fact, we found three of them this morning.
Amazing. Toddy, have you ever had a hot toddy? As in,
yes,
like,
I've had a hot toddy.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks,
Scott. Slow clapping in the background.
Yep.
Toddy, what makes you hot?
Me, my personality.
Yep.
Who I am. Why not?
Why not? That's why the beverage has been called Hot Toddy.
A hot toddy's been my nickname now for a number of years. Everyone calls me Hot Toddy.
They call you Hot Toddy.
Yeah, a lot of people laugh when they hear Hot Toddy. My email's Hot Toddy and people laugh.
He is the hot toddy.
You are the hot toddy, and we found you.
Do you feel better already for just talking to Hot Toddy?
You know what? I'm going to throw my pills away. And this, you are the medicine I needed.
You are the human lem sip that we need, Toddy.
Hey, I might even have a hot toddy now.
Toddy, can you please send us a DM on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah, please?
Okay.
Well, and then a picture of him.
Yeah.
Wearing clothes, though, obviously.
Ideally, if we feel down or a bit under the weather, next time we'll just look at Hot Toddy.
Todd, make sure you've got
problem.
Clothes on.
And then let us know if you approve us putting that on Instagram too.
All right, no dramas at all.
All right.
Thanks, Hot Toddy.
Oh, goodness.
Love your work. Sarah, on the weekend, a 22-year-old former FHM Maxim Sports Illustrated model named Kinsey Wolonski did a nudie run. Like I said, she wasn't full nude. She streaked a massive soccer game, Champions League final. It was Liverpool v Tottenham.
Tottenham.
In Madrid. Sorry, I got that wrong earlier. We got angry calls.
I just like hearing you say it. Try and say it again.
Tottenham.
That's it. Hey, you've got it.
Now, 1 billion people saw her in a very, very, very high-cut one-piece swimsuit. And that's really, overstatement saying it's a swimsuit.
I saw it on the news sites eyes massively. Because I was like, oh, what a cry for attention.
Everything. Like, yeah. You could see body parts that no one needs to see on a soccer field.
No, desperate cry for attention.
The point that I wanted to bring to the table, however, is that prior to the nudie run, she had a decent Instagram following, 300,000. That's pretty massive.
Yeah.
But post nudie run, 2.5 million.
That annoys me so much. So you streak and all the grubs of the world, like, yeah, I'm going to follow you.
Mm. That's how it works.
That's exactly how it works.
Now, you and I have been told repeatedly by our bosses.
We have not. None of them have told us to streak.
No. But we have been told repeatedly that we need to increase our Instagram followers. Okay, we get a handful every day.
I do not know where you're taking this, but I'm not happy with it.
I just want to ask you, because I think I know the answer. Have you ever?
Before it even comes out of your mouth.
Have you ever done a nudie run?
No.
Through your house?
No. Oh, well, yes, like to get a towel from the linen cupboard or something.
Have you ever skinny dipped?
No.
Really?
Oh my God, Sarah!
Oh, do not turn this. No, what?
This is what I
haven't ever skinny dipped.
I'm not a dugong. I can go into the pool with some togs on.
Have you?
That's fine.
Have you ever mooned somebody?
No, because girls mooning is very different from boys mooning.
Have you ever flash somebody?
No. And Scott, why are you asking me these questions? Because you would have done none of those things either. At all. And Lise, Sarah, if you have, I wouldn't be surprised.
Now we're turning the music on
don't
you.
Don't put it on me. Why would you do that? Sarah. Honestly, too many people in this world are taking their clothes off. We need more people like me to keep them on. And I can guarantee you, if I was to bloody do a streak or a nudie run, we would lose Instagram followers.
Oh,
so you can
Sarah,
get that out of your head.
Listen.
No, why?
Like, when you shower at home, do you wear a swimsuit and thong?
Of course not. I'm sensible and I'm proud of being sensible.
Who has never skinny dipped? You have not lived.
No, like, mate, I've lived. Like, I've lived a very warm and cosy clothed life.
The skinny dipping one surprises.
That blows my mind.
I assumed everyone had done that.
Everybody has to skinny dip at one point in their life.
Why would you do that?
Not in public, like if it was an abandoned lake, like on Scooby-Doo.
What if something happened to me in the lake and then they found my naked body and I think, what was she up to? Whereas if I was in clothes, no.
We have to go.
I'm telling you, Lise.
New goal.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Where's the most public place that you've skinny dipped, Lise? Because I've only ever done backyard, like a backyard pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Public place. Surfers Paradise Beach, 10 a.m. Sunday morning.
No,
middle
probably
of December.
Just a backyard
Would you ever go
pool?
To a nudist beach?
No.
Oh,
I
that,
don't...
Pause, that pause means
no,
yes.
No, because I... No, I don't like a nudist. No.
Oh, she's got standards.
No, I don't want to be nude with randoms.
So who do you want to be nude with?
No, nobody. Like, haven't you ever just, like, run out of your house and jumped in a pool?
No.
On your own, skinny dipping on your own is one of the most...
It's
like
hilarious.
Freeing things you'll ever do.
It's so funny.
It's up there with going to a movie on your own. Like, it's such a liberating.
I can tick the movie on my own box. That has been done. But skinny dipping, no.
I think it's just one of those milestones. You just wouldn't know yourself.
Do you know what?
Also, our pool at home, we've got about two neighbours that look directly down on it.
Yeah, okay.
So if they saw me,
but
they'd be like,
why? That's the point of a skinny dip, is that you might get caught.
That luminous creature in the water?
Why is the moon reflecting so much off their pool? I was just going to say, the actual funny thing, based on things that we've done on this show before and stories that Sarah's told us. Could you imagine if she was having a quick little skinny dip and her daughters walked out?
Wow. I can never let them get wind of Lise's skinny dipped again too, because I'm already fielding the questions of, like, why can't we be like Lise's family? I'll be like, because they swim naked. All right?
We do not swim naked. I'm just saying at some point you have to have skinny dipped in your life.
Oh, well.
Even the boys agree. Aaron? See? Campbell?
I'm just not interested. There is not one single solitary part of my being that wants me to whip my baps out and run, jiggle all the way to a pool, dive in, and then swim in the Nikki Nuna.
Isn't baps also, don't
That's
they?
Boobs, isn't
yeah,
it?
I know, but it's also a bacon sandwich. In the UK, they call them baps.
If there was a baps side by the pool.
Yeah, there you go.
Could be enticed. Everyone loves bacon.
All right, we all got things to do. We need to go.
Yeah. I'm
all right, and by that I mean I'm going to go sit in the corner and cry. All right, bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.